This is to be a house of prayer for all people. And he makes it very clear that he is talking about people who are not of thy people Israel. Then you can go to Isaiah chapter 56, verses 6 through 8. Isaiah had a far-reaching vision of the kingdom of God that perhaps many of the other prophets didn't have, because he calls him the God of the whole earth and not just the God of Israel. In Isaiah 54, verse 5, he says to Israel, "For thy maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." Then he says, "The God of the whole earth shall he be called, or shall he be proclaimed." Isaiah sees beyond the borders of Israel here. And in chapter 56, he says in verse 6, "Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taking hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. And their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. The Lord God which gathereth the outcasts of Israel saith, Yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him." So he's the gatherer of the outcasts of Israel, but it's more than that. He's also going to gather other people as well. Isaiah 66, verses 20 to 23, right at the end of the book of Isaiah, says in verse 20, "And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto the Lord out of all nations, upon horses and in chariots and litters, and upon mules and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, saith the Lord, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord, I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith the Lord. For as the new heaven and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain." If you do a study of Isaiah, you find that he is talking beyond the borders of Israel, beyond the borders of Jerusalem, to a new Jerusalem, a new heavens, and a new earth that will never pass away. And he concludes in verse 23, "It shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me." He didn't say all nations, and he didn't say all Israel. He says all flesh. All flesh.